typical day in the Moscow metro as passengers ride the escalator down into the depths. Beneath Russia's biggest city, one can see businessmen and women running down the escalators, most likely late for work, couples holding hands, others seemingly asleep as they wait to get off, listening to the music that blares from the loudspeakers overhead. But somehow, this station is different. As passengers arrive inside the newly opened Dostoevsky stop, it's eerily quiet. Some people even stop dead in their tracks so they can stare at the newly unveiled murals that have been created on the station's walls. Right there, in black and white, are giant floor-to-ceiling mosaics depicting death and suicide. In one, a character from Dostoevsky's The Demons is raising a gun to his temple. The renderings were so controversial that some critics blamed the disturbing images for the station's delayed by 1 month opening. Vladimir Supkin is a professor of Russian literature at the International University in Moscow. He says he's completely against the murals. He says the station is not a happy one. He says when he saw it, he was very scared because the station isn't light. It's very dark. He says the murals aren't calming and that they're very strange. And he adds that they put people in very bad moods. Supkin goes on to say that he doesn't understand why the author was even chosen to be the face of the new station. He says that, first of all, people don't read as much as they used to, and that people know his name, but they don't read his novels. He says he thinks that Dostoevsky isn't a very popular author now, and that people like to read Tolstoy more. Some mental health practitioners have even gone so far as to say that the morbid murals could convince some to take their own lives. Jayla Siklinskaya is a psychiatrist in private practice here in Moscow. She says the pictures could play a role, but one would have to be in a predisposed state. Then one may see the morbid murals with very different eyes, which could adversely affect someone. Siklinskaya goes on to say that she doubts the average person would be adversely affected by seeing the images on a daily basis. She says there are a lot of graphic images that people see every day, even on the news, and those images don't drive people to commit suicide. This is the local station for 63-year-old Vera Galinova. She says although the pictures might be depressing, Dostoevsky is an important part of Russian history.
I think it's just wonderful, not about just about the pictures, but I think about style of the station itself. I think it's just wonderful. It's his face, his nature, his soul. I think it's absolutely genius.
65-year-old Oleg Borokhov says he doesn't understand what all the fuss is about. He says not everyone likes the images. Some do, some don't. He says he's just happy that the station was finally built. He says he's been waiting years for it to open because it makes his life much easier to have a metro station right around the corner. Jessica Gallagher, VOA News, Moscow.